have a dad in your life you'd like to treat this Father's Day? How about a new grad whose hard work has earned them an entertainment upgrade? We've got just the thing. For a limited time, you can save up to $200 on a 75-inch Quantum Color Vizio Smart TV. Whether it's movies, shows, or gaming you're into, they'll love the intense color, unmatched brightness, and incredible clarity on this big-screen TV. They can even stream their favorite podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, built right in. But hurry, this deal is hot, so head on over to Amazon.com today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Getting help for my anxiety made me feel like myself again, but we have all sorts of reasons for putting off taking care of ourselves.
I thought I could just keep pushing through my depression symptoms.
Let's push through dinner with the in-laws, not life.
I don't want medication to change who I am.
Understood. But what if it helps you feel like yourself again?
I hoped my depression would just go away after a while.
Same. But for me, it was kind of like wishing away my taxes.
I've thought about trying medication for my anxiety before, but I don't know where to start.
I've got you. Through Hers, you can get a prescription 100% online if a medical professional determines it's right for you. And through the Hers app, you can message them at any time. There shouldn't be a stigma about taking medication for anxiety.
Start your free assessment today at forhers.com/care. That's forhers.com/CARE. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Controlled substances like Adderall are not available through the Hers platform.
AT&T believes that your phone is part of what makes you, you. So we understand why you're holding it as you go about your daily activities. Because, truth, nothing should come between you and your connectivity. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, and secure. And it keeps you connected to family, friends, fun, everything you care about. You'll enjoy fast speeds while you download apps, share your videos, or get your game on. All thanks to AT&T 5G.
Requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show. And one of our favorite subjects to talk about are leadership and mentorship, and what they really mean, not just the jingoistic use of these words, but real-life mentors, real-life leaders, and what we learn from them. Up next, a story from Ray Cole, the president of Citadel Communications and himself a leader and mentor. Ray is the author of a new book called Hanging with Winners. And today he shares with us the stories of the people he considers to be his greatest mentors. Take it away, Ray.
I've had two outstanding mentors in my life, very blessed in that respect. In fact, I had three. I was a junior in college. My school was starting an internship program for the first time in its history. Because I was working in my dad's grocery store while still going to college, I didn't sign up. And the chairman of the department pulled me aside and he said, Ray, we're starting an internship program. It's really important that we get our best students placed in business across the community here in Sioux City. And I need you to do an internship. If you can do this confidentially, I'm going to give you the list of businesses and I'll even let you pick which business you get to go. Everybody else was going to be given assignments that were rather arbitrarily given. And so I took the list home and I looked it over, and there were some great companies on that list in the Sioux City area. But the one that caught my attention was KCAU-TV, an ABC affiliate that I had grown up watching. I liked the on-air talent. The product was terrific. And I went back the next day and I said, you know what? You have a deal. How can I pass this up? I can do an internship for 10 weeks at a TV station. I'll get 3 hours of college credit, and you're going to pay me the minimum wage at that station. And I can't remember what the minimum wage was back then. Maybe it was $2 an hour. It wasn't very much. I did the 10-week internship, and at the end of that 10 weeks, the general manager of that station, a gentleman by the name of Bill Turner, who passed on just a year or so ago, he was very involved in the broadcast industry, very respected. At the very time, he was serving as chairman of the Board of Governors of the ABC Television Network. He was not your typical small market television GM. Bill Turner, at the end of that internship that junior year, pulled me in and he said, we really enjoyed having you here, so much so we're going to offer you a full-time job right now that will be waiting for you 1 year from now when you graduate from college. I was dumbfounded. I said, yes, I would love to come back, do another 10-week internship at the end of my senior year, and then move right into that full-time job you're offering, and that's what happened. And so for me to begin in the business under his watchful eye was very meaningful. And it was really, really gratifying some 30 years later for me to be elected to serve in that very same position. I was elected to the ABC Board of Governors in 2004, and I was elected chairman, and I served in that capacity of the Board of Governors from 2006 to 2008. And then I remained on in a chairman emeritus capacity. So I had a 15-year run on the board of the ABC Television Network's affiliates. And that was among the most gratifying aspects of my career, to engage network executives in news and sports. And that eventually became ESPN as ABC Sports was morphed into ESPN. But news and sports, entertainment, and then all of the business aspects of the network affiliate partnership at a time that we were seeing sweeping consequential changes on the horizon as it related to digital television. And so that's how I started. That's sort of where I wound up. Like a lot of things in life, there were more zigs and zags than there were straight lines, but it has been a truly rewarding career that I value. And through all of those experiences, I was able to forge a myriad of relationships. The first mentor I had was the person that I worked for during my internship in 1976. His name was Claire Giles, and he was the business manager at that station. And he signed the original license application that was filed with the FCC when KCAU-TV, previously the call letters at the time he signed it on were KVTV. That's how long he'd been in the business. He signed the original license application in 1953, and he had a long history in radio, a powerhouse radio station in Yankton, South Dakota called WNAX. And so he had a great background in radio and then television broadcasting. He was my first mentor. And then in 1985, mentor number three came along, a gentleman by the name of Phil Lombardo. And Phil had a burning entrepreneurial spirit. He had been running a publicly traded company called Corinthian Broadcasting, which was a division of Dun & Bradstreet. And they had big, pretty major market stations around the country, from Indianapolis to Sacramento to Tulsa to Houston and other markets. And he wanted to go out and start his own company, and that's just what he did. And KCAU in Sioux City, Iowa was the third station he acquired under his own banner, which was Citadel Communications. And he became the mentor of all mentors for me. And together, we went out and acquired more stations, and we remain partners to this day. He's a great friend, more than a mentor, to not only me, but to my family. And I wouldn't have achieved anywhere near what I did without the guidance offered and provided by all three of those mentors. I think the overriding advice sort of transcends all three of those mentors, and that's a philosophy of, as a broadcaster, the need to do good in order to do well. You have to serve your local community. You really have to do good in that community if you're going to do well from a bottom line profitability standpoint. And I think that is what they deeply instilled into me, is that philosophy. No doubt about it.
And a great job by Monty Montgomery on the piece, You've Got to Do Good to Do Well, a theme we hear over and over again as it relates to entrepreneurship. It's not theft. Doing well in business, it's service. Ray Cole's story about his mentors here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the great American stories we tell and love America like we do, we're asking you to become a part of the Our American Stories family. If you agree that America is a good and great country, please make a donation. A monthly gift of $17.76 is fast becoming a favorite option for supporters. Go to OurAmericanStories.com now and go to the donate button and help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Now is the time to flex your footprint. With T-Mobile for Business and the nation's largest 5G network, inspiration can strike from virtually anywhere. So whether you're in the office, on the road, or on your PT, not quite O, you'll be ready for the next big thing. After all, if geography doesn't limit your business, your network shouldn't either. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/now.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I live way out in the country. I drive everywhere. And you know what scares me? That feeling of finding myself stuck on the side of the road. But now, all of us can avoid that pain by getting our vehicle the part it needs before that breakdown oh-no moment. With eBay Guaranteed Fit and over 122 million parts and accessories, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. For the parts and accessories that fit your vehicle, just look for the green check. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Week after week, Xfinity Flex unlocks access to premium networks and apps so you can try fresh entertainment for free each and every week. Catch the season premiere of Outlander from Starz. Journey through the sounds of Black Music Month with picks from Lifetime Movie Club and Revolt. Celebrate Pride Month with stories from Out TV and Hear TV. Then kick back with nature scenes from Music Choice Relax and jam all June with iHeartRadio's Songs of the Summer Radio. Discover new shows and movies for free, no strings attached. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.